Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Of the country after what could only be described as still a shocking horror show. We all know what happened in South Carolina, and very depressing to read some of the details on the aftermath and things that were said, just absolutely awful. The good news is that the 21-year-old who was at large was nailed eventually, 15 hours pretty much afterwards. Thank goodness that happened. The president went off on guns and said, pretty much, enough is enough. How much further do we have to go? So, like I said, the president went off on guns, and there's been a lot of reaction to that. And that's where we start our path here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. He flat out just said, listen, you're going to church. And I agree with this part of it. The sacred cows, I keep saying this. How is it you go to worship, you go to school, you drop little kids off at school, you go to a mall to pick up some clothes, to pick up whatever it is? I don't know. How is it that you have to, somewhere in the back of your mind, and I guess we don't live this way, but think that, boy, was today the day that some nutball, some idiot with an agenda, somebody who is antisocial, messed up, whatever, is going to randomly fire, and I'm going to, unfortunately, be here in the midst of that. You know, and that's what I say, and this is the truth. This is the truth. If you are anti-gun, I mean, you're just anti-gun, forget it, we shouldn't have guns, we should be like England. I want you to think about this for a second. We should be like other countries, no guns, period. And if we do that, then we won't have these things happen. Let's say you take that point of view. Well, guess what? The bad guys are always going to get the guns. There's a black market that would explode, and gladly there are some greedy people that would love to provide those weapons, of which they have a cachet of them, trust me, and ammunition. So then it becomes a black market thing, and there would be access. There would be people that would get guns. Then there is never the chance, depending on the state you live in, that somebody could help you, which those are the stories that don't get reported quite as much, where somebody stops somebody because they care about taking care of their gun and their rights, and they know it. So they have a gun. They take out the bad person. They take out the person who went nuts and decided they were going to shoot. It was like the conversation about the schools. If you had guards, more than the occasional guard, if you had guards, if you had some people that were armed, then if randomly something happens, couldn't they theoretically take them down and save more people? Or no, is that the wrong approach? Because then the argument is, well, what about ricocheting bullets, and what about kids, and what if you hit kids, and that would be disastrous. So we're back to this again. You have the gun rights groups slamming the president for calling for this national sort of reckoning on gun violence after this fatal shooting of the nine people in the South Carolina church. And you have the president saying, how can this be? How is it that we live in the United States of America and this is happening again and again? Innocent people are just worshiping. It's heartbreaking. And they're killed. And they're killed. You have other pastors who are saying, listen, you know what? The clergy should just arm themselves. If you're a pastor, get a gun. Have a gun, carry the gun, boom. Somebody comes in, you're in the middle of Bible study, you shoot them. Stone cold, you kill them. Can you imagine going through verses and then saying, duck everyone, boom, boom. But let's be real. If somebody comes in and then that, and that's what happens, that's what we're talking about, saying, oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness the pastor had a gun. Oh my gosh, one person got nicked, but immediately they were able to shoot to kill, and that was it. That was what happened. I mean, so awful. There are some definite truths that we have to look at with this shooting, and I think the truth is taking guns away is not going to solve the problem. It's not. Taking rights away from people, whether you choose to carry the gun or not, or have a gun in your home, is not the right answer. I think it would make it worse. And talk to people who really, by the way, live in London and in certain areas, what's been going on and what's been happening. I have a friend that lives in London, likes it, but has told me some pretty scary things that happen. Is it working incredibly well there? And the answer is plenty of people are getting ripped off, robbed, and hurt. And not to compare them even one-on-one, but if we wanted to go in that direction, there's a lot of ways we could manipulate the information. So the focus is on guns. And some say, well, wait a second, isn't this more about racism? Isn't this more about a guy who was not right and who flat out said, you rape our women, you're scaring us, you know, you're taking over the world, and was a flat out racist kid, and that's whatever went off in his brain, that's what pushed him and motivated him to do what he did. But that whole thing just got blown over, what happened with Dylann Roof. It was more now on the political side in Washington, the political theater. It's more about the guns again. More about the guns than anything else. I mean, he said, look, this was what he was quoted as saying. You rape our women, you're taking over our country, and you have to go. And see, the sad part is, the Bible study was wrapping up. People were saying goodbye. They were getting ready to leave. And they just started hearing all the loud popping. And then that's when, you know, that's when ultimately more people started to fall, unfortunately. So Dylann Roof, 21 years old. Now it's a question of, is this about guns? Is this about racism? Is this about nuts? Is this about trying to, and when I say nuts, by the way, I'm saying people who are just, have been antisocial, have been pushed in the corner, have gotten no help, have not been recognized, whatever it is, that something inside this nefarious thing goes off. And if they had to do something else, they would use something else if they didn't have a gun. You know, or, I mean, he's just, obviously, sick in the head. Sick in the head. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to do the whole insanity thing. And here, to me, it's about the victims. It's about remembering the victims. You can always throw in your 2 cents, AmericaTonight.net, or give us a jingle throughout the show, 855-266-5283, Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. If you
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Everybody knows that, obviously, I'm a huge sports fan, and we talk about baseball, and certainly in America Tonight, we've talked about hacking, but I didn't think I would ever come on the air and say, can you believe that it looks like the Cardinals, this incredibly squeaky, clean image, because that's what they always portray, and of course, the winning model, would hack into another team's network? I mean, is this, what, corporate espionage gone wild? Crazy. This is a crazy, crazy story. The FBI is looking into it. And in St. Louis, I can tell you that's all they're talking about. Michael Dougherty is in our virtual green room. He's a senior writer for the Cyber Defense magazine, a board member of Snoopwall, the cybersecurity firm. And he's the author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. Michael, thanks for popping back on with us.
Oh, listen, good morning. How you doing?
So, great. So, of everything that that we've talked about, you know, I've talked about other things, obvious things, the Chinese, what's going on in Russia, other big hack jobs and information that's out there. But isn't this shocking? Would St. Louis really go that far to hack into the Astros system? What?
Well, I actually think this is the Americana has the reality of hacking brought home. When it's baseball and apple pie and the St. Louis Cardinals, this has gotten more media attention than the federal hack a week ago. And I think the reason is because it so brings it home to everyday America. And it is shocking, but it's not shocking, because the thing is, we've had bad actors in everything. We have bad actors, doctors, we have bad actors, you know, baseball players.
Yeah.
Not everyone's a bad actor. And this looks like it is amateur hour, Bush League, minor league hacking. Hacking is still hacking. I mean, it is taking something that's not yours via technology. Now, and I would also say the technology purists will go crazy at that, because in that world, hacking itself isn't considered a bad thing if there's black hats and white hats. But I think in pop culture, we have learned to call hacking a stealing. And that is what appears to be going on here. I mean, it's a terrible thing. It's also buffoonery because they left fingerprints everywhere. It appears they didn't know what they were doing, didn't understand how they were going to leave fingerprints. This is like robbing the bank at noon with the lobby full, the lights on, and the camera pointing at you. I mean, this is not going to be hard to figure out. But it'll shock me if the people at the top of a Major League Baseball organization would be dumb enough to pull it this way. With as much money and brain they have, if they were really going to do something like this, it wouldn't be so obvious.
Yeah, so that's the key thing. Is it somebody lower on the rung that's doing this, that's an intern, or somebody that's working on a much lower scale that decided to do it themselves, or is it somebody at the top? You would think, because why would they get that information? Because you'd have trade information, you'd have statistics, scouting reports would be valuable, all of that.
Plus, you don't know what you don't know, and it's really, really good to know it. And so you're going in there. I mean, it was probably just too low-hanging fruit to resist. I mean, you've got, you know, this guy goes over the Astros that no one evidently, or a lot of people didn't like. He's a lightning rod. He's obviously got some bruised egos over there. So some idiots decide that they're going to go to try to get it that way. And the Astros looks like, from a technology side of view, they were sloppy. But you know what? We're all behind in this world, unless you're a bank or a medical facility or the government, and, excuse me, they're not too sharp either. We've got a lot of exposure all over the place right now, and we're way behind. And this leaves us open to sophisticated criminals and idiots in organizations that don't understand they're leaving fingerprints everywhere. It's still not good. But, you know, computers don't care who you are. The thing we're learning is we're leaving fingerprints everywhere forever. And that's true whether you're hacked or not. It is sort of your path. And that's how Google and Facebook and everyone else knows where we are, what we like, what we buy. You know, this is all big data stuff, and this is just another data mining expedition.
Yeah, it's kind of scary in a way, isn't it?
It is scary. I mean, it's really, it's offensive in a lot of levels, especially because the image of baseball specifically in the United States, you know, we just can't have cheating to winning in baseball. There's no hope after that. The St. Louis Cardinals, come on. I mean, I'm hoping this is just some rogue idiot. But big boys with big money act like little boys. And, you know, this is a game that's a really big, big business. And, you know, I really think this is going to, there's some people going to get smacked hard. And it's a message to everybody else. This is a crime. You don't go just because it's, just because someone has bad locks on their doors does not mean you get to stroll in and take the television. It's still taking. And for some reason, when it's data, we don't have our heads around that yet. The data is property, and ownership does not stop at the loss of possession. You know, I lose my car. It doesn't mean it's not my car. You know, it doesn't mean someone gets to take it, drive it, give it away. Same thing with this. And so I think they'll probably come down on these people very hard and make an example of them, because we have to educate the amateur hour people that this is not okay.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Michael. I think that there's a lot of confusion over that, that, hey, you know, so I found the lane, I was able to get it, I'm not really going to jail, am I? But, you know, now there's the big push to really, like you say, make examples. And when we say make examples, you could do some serious jail time, can't you?
Oh, sure you can. I mean, it depends on state laws. Federal law is primarily the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, but they'll come at you with a bunch of ways. I mean, you know, the jurisdictions that are behind on this, the legal laws are behind. They're going to have to catch up. But, you know, we're behind temporarily. I think ultimately technology will solve the problem it created, because now CEOs are getting fired and boards are getting sued, and that's big bucks. So big bucks are going to go into development of having a technological solution to a technologically created problem. But in the meantime, you're going to have to do old-fashioned, you know, smackdowns on people that, you know, don't get it. I mean, it's just not, you know, it started with the innocent downloading of music. You can't, it would rip the economy to shreds if we could just take everybody's stuff. It's like, what is China do to the United States? They come in and take everyone's stuff. You can't can't nail the innovators and disincentivize people from innovating and by taking away their property. It just can't. It's got to stop fast. Big deal.
Yeah, I agree with you. We're speaking with Michael Daugherty. He's a senior writer for the Cyber Defense Magazine, is board member at Snoop Wall, and also has a great book out, The Devil Inside the Beltway, the shocking expose of the U.S. government surveillance, you know, as it relates and overreach into cybersecurity, medicine, and small business. You know, of all the lanes we're talking about, so as you said, this shines a big light, even though we've had all these other breaches, because people are paying attention to, oh my gosh, baseball, I can't believe it. So people who would normally not be necessarily focused on this are waking up. Where do you think the biggest, is it across the board, the big holes? Does medicine, business, who has the biggest holes in the system to be hacked
into? I think medicine is really shattered everywhere because there's so many small places, so it's not centralized as much. There's a lot of centralization, but there's a lot of doctor's offices are not, it's too low, it's too far away and remote and it's not big enough. It's the massive data pools that we have allowed to be created through this. It's not where your data is on your workstation. It's who else who has it that you're allowed to have it, from your banks to medical schools to the government. I think the government is extremely vulnerable because it's a lumbering bureaucracy. It is full of regulators that are just lawyers without experience, and yet we've got old technology and we've got big time secrets there. As much as this is a populist story with the Cardinals, it is nothing compared to what happened with the federal breach and the background checks that got taken a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. That is major. That is our security. That is military and commerce. That is a big deal because that's outside the country. That's where the biggest problem is, because it's also what they can do with what they got. I mean, I'm really sorry the Astros and the Cardinals are going to be fighting and all that, but it really doesn't affect my life. But, you know, if enemies of the government are going to nail us and know our defense secrets or who's doing what, that's a much bigger issue.
Yeah, and that's why the government can't, they've got to figure out whatever they have to do to put up as many walls as possible, right? And obviously, it's like Swiss cheese.
It is like Swiss cheese, and it's embarrassing. Don't assume because it's the government they've got their act together, because they don't. Any big lumbering anything tends to be lazy, tends to be powerful, tends to not hold itself accountable, and here we are. They got their pants down around their ankles. That's the problem.
Yeah, it's so crazy. All right, last one. What do you think is going to happen in the end? The two teams are going to kind of duke it out behind the scenes.
The lawyers are going to get rich, and the guys in Houston are going to get smacked down for not having great data security, but they'll just get little public slaps. And Cardinals have a big problem. And they'll probably isolate the guy or whoever did it and try to shoot him out into outer space and blame him and not the organization. And they're just, at this point in the game, there's a certain element of truth to that. I think the Cardinals will survive, of course, but I'm sure they got the crisis management people from New York and D.C. flying to St. Louis working this one big time.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, Michael Daugherty, thanks so much.
Great talking to you.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
All loans subject to one deck score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
With me, Kate Delaney, here on ATN. Yes, indeed. That's the world we live in. So, hashtag Charleston shooting. This is still, of course, very, very big. The USA Today had a tweet where they linked into an article about the victims of the Charleston shooting, which I thought was good because it's about the victim. So you know their names. Cynthia Hurd, 54 years old. She was the library manager. Clementa Pinckney, 41 years old, who was the pastor and a state senator. Ethel Lee Lance, 70 years old, longtime church worker. Also, DePayne Middleton, doctor, 59 years old, retired government employee. Sharonda Coleman Singleton, 45, speech language pathologist, part-time pastor. Daniel Simmons, retired pastor from another Charleston church, 74. Myra Thompson, Bible group attendee, 59. Susie Jackson, 87, longtime church member. Tawanza Sanders, 26 years old, a 2014 graduate of Allen University. And so there have been, in this hashtag Charleston shooting, in the trending, there have been a lot of stories about the people, which I think is great. So putting the face to what a horrible thing is that happened here. Then there was something from ABC News where they linked up what they had done and found out the roommate to the killer says that the alleged Charleston gunman was planning something like this for 6 months. The man accused of doing this. Then there was also this from the Wall Street Journal, hashtag Charleston shooting, Obama on the Charleston shooting. I've had to make statements like this too many times. And that was probably the big thing coming out of D.C. And then there was this one. The Charleston mayor announces the establishment of a fund to help cover expenses faced by the families of the shooting victims. I mean, just like I said, heartbreaking stuff. There was, I thought this was interesting because when they finally got the shooter, what happened was they were pumping out information about, you know, hey, help us track them down, help us find them, here's the description, here's what we have. And it was a florist who said it was divine intervention. She's the one who saw them and called it in, and thank goodness. So she had a big role in catching the Charleston suspect because she recognized, what she said is, she recognized his crazy bowl cut haircut. He had a very distinctive cut, the way his hair was cut, and that allowed, I mean, that, you know, pointed, really made him stand out. So, there you go. Also trending in the 140 character world, this one from Time magazine, other people have jumped on this. Justin Bieber and Usher face $10 million copyright lawsuit. Wow, more and more musicians are being called on the carpet, and sometimes it's bogus, and I guess sometimes it's not, but we're seeing this happen. Remember the other Pharrell and Robin Thicke, they also went through that with a song that they co-wrote. And maybe with the way the music business is, we may see more of this. We may see more of this. From the sports world, there are a lot of tweets about the Chicago Blackhawks, lots of tweets about the Golden State Warriors, and that makes sense because of winning the Stanley Cup for Chicago and winning the NBA championship for Golden State. So of course there's lots of tweets about that and about true Chicago fans and all this other stuff. Football rules though in the world of sports. So anytime somebody does something from any team, there's always lots of tweets like, let's see, how about, because there's still workouts, how about this? NFL on ESPN, Dez Bryant and Jerry Jones having a conversation at Cowboys minicamp today. Wonder what they were talking about. There was a picture of the two of them because he hasn't signed yet. Here was a big one that came out of my pals at NBC at Sunday Night Football on NBC. Michael Orr feels the blind side has had a negative effect on his career. Wow, remember that movie, The Blind Side? Sandra Bullock won, of course, an Academy Award for it. Huge feel-good movie, his story, the people that pulled him into their house, basically, and how it changed his life. He's saying that, the tackle, Michael Orr, that he was turned into a household name before he became a first-round draft pick of the Baltimore Ravens in 2009, but he doesn't view the film as fondly when it comes to his NFL career. Here's what he's saying. He says the movie has painted him in a certain way that isn't accurate, and it's hurt his reputation as a player. And what happened was he's been asked if he's trying to prove his worth in the league. And he said, I'm not trying to prove anything. People look at me, and they take things away from me because of a movie. They don't really see the skills and the kind of player I am. That's why I get downgraded so much, because of something off the field. And remember, it's interesting because Orr signed a 2-year, $7 million deal with the Panthers after just one season with the Titans. And he started all 91 games that he appeared in his 6 seasons with the Titans and the Ravens. So there you go. I mean, he certainly has made some good money. But for whatever reason, and you know, that movie was seriously popular. So I can see it, that he has this thing that he has to live up to, I guess. You know, his story. And that would be kind of daunting, I guess. And that's what it seems like. It seems like that's what he's saying anyway, I think. Tweeting it out. All right, you're going to like this. This comes from really all over the place, but I happen to see this. Do you hate when you're driving and you've got somebody in front of you that's a slowpoke, and then people start to go around them, and that causes more accidents? So at least 38 states, this is trending, at least 38 states now have slowpoke laws to fine drivers for lingering in the left lane. The left lane. And you know what? That is dangerous, isn't it? It's a hassle when that happens. I hate it. The slowpoke drivers. I mean, not if something's wrong, but I'm saying people that just aren't paying attention, and they end up there. They're not paying attention, and then you have to figure out a way around them. So now they're slowpoke laws. That's what it's called. I wonder if that would stop a lot of older people from driving. But it's not always the older people, by the way, where that falls short. Sometimes. Just sometimes it is. All right, how about this one? Chinese officials hounded by activists as dog-eating festival nears. Oh, you got to be kidding me. Did I need to see that? They have dogs in a cage, dog-eating festival? Oh, brutal. Then there's this one. I'm doing the random 140-character world. This got some buzz. The Economist put this out at Econ Economics. Oil is bringing China and the Arab world closer economically. Politics will follow. And they show a chart, and of course they are way up there. As to how much they're bringing in. And it's staggering each day. Really. I mean, absolutely staggering. How about this? And this is something it's funny, I haven't thought about this. As a kid, I would have thought about this, but Fortune Magazine says 6 companies that sell clothing and accessories with lifetime guarantees. And they're talking about, like, there's a watch company called Shinola, and how they offer the lifetime guarantees. It is rare. I think it's rare to find the life guy. Usually there's a deadline on something. Usually. All right, and this one I think was one of the best things I saw in the 140 character world. This is radio. I'm going to describe it to you. CNBC at CNBC says this disgruntled man literally gave his ex-wife half of everything they owned. He cut the car in half. He gave her half of the car. She got the front end of the car. He got the back end. Go figure. Do
I'm living on.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
She said bye-bye to him and bye-bye. I said, where are you going? I'm just born. She said, I'll only be gone for a while. My mother loved to leave in style. That's why God made the movie.
Ah, yes, it's time for us to take you to the movies here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Oh, I went to the movies. Yes, I did. I saw the movie Spy with Melissa McCarthy, Jude Law, Jason Statham was in it, Rose Byrne. It was very, very funny. I enjoyed every second of it. It was worth it. The people were cackling in the movie theater, loving it. And they were all ages, so this cut across a lot of different demographics. So I say a big thumbs up. That came out just the other week. Out this week, a movie called Inside Out. Roll it, Nate.
So, how was the first day of school?
It was fine, I guess. I don't know.
Do you ever look at someone and wonder, what is going on inside their head?
Did you guys pick up on that?
Sure did.
Something's wrong.
We're going to find out what's happening. But we'll need support. Signal the husband.
Harry, run away!
Uh-oh, she's looking at us. What did she say?
What? Oh, sorry, sir. No one was listening.
Is it garbage night? We left the toilet seat up. Watch! What is it, woman? Watch!
Signal him again.
Ah, so, Riley, how was school?
You gotta be kidding me!
For this, we gave up that Brazilian helicopter pilot?
School was great, all right?
What was that? I thought you said we were gonna act casual.
Riley, is everything okay?
Sir, she just rolled her eyes at us.
All right, make a show of force. I don't want to have to put the foot down.
No. Not the foot.
Riley, I do not like this new attitude.
Oh, I'll show you attitude, old
no,
man.
No, 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 breathe.
What is your problem? Just leave me alone.
Sir, reporting high levels of sass.
Take it to DEFCON 2.
DEFCON 2.
I don't know where this disrespectful attitude came from.
You want a piece of this, Pop?
Yeah, well, look.
Prepare the foot.
Keys to safety position. Ready to launch on your command, sir.
That's it. Go to your room.
The foot is down. The foot is down.
Good job, gentlemen. That could have been a disaster.
Well, that was a disaster.
Come, fly with me, Gatinha.
All right, comedy, obviously, a lot of joking around. Got a thumbs up from a couple of the movie reviewers, but not a lot of buzz otherwise. However, we're talking about animation, baby, and animation rocks, as you know, in today's world. So probably we'll do okay at the box office. We go from animation to serious muscle. Magic Mike.
I got a little treat for y'all tonight. We're gonna see if he still got some magic in that mic.
Tomorrow, start the pilgrimage to Myrtle Beach for the convention.
I wish we had known you guys back in our day.
Well, I'd say it's still your day, man.
I mean, if this really is our last ride, what if we make up some new routine?
This game is evolve or die.
Uh-huh. Are you ready to be worshipped? Are you ready to be exalted?
What are we?
Well, like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's not bro time, it's show time. Are you guys ready?
Yeah, Chad Tatum is one of the big stars of this movie. It's about hot guys dancing, dancing on a stage for women, kind of like the Men Down Under or whatever they call them. But somehow it found an audience. The first one did, so they made a second one. And you can bet they're going to find an audience, too. It's like Girls Night Out on steroids, is what it is. We move from dancing men to a movie called Dope.
You go to high school in Inglewood. Think you're going to get into Harvard?
I'm from a poor, crime-filled neighborhood. Raised by a single mother. Don't know my dad, blah, blah.
It's cliche.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekandi. I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
He probably got like one of those photogenic brains.
You mean photographic memory?
What did I just say?
I mean, yeah, you said it. Yeah, reiterating.
I play in a punk band with my friends, and I'm a 90s hip-hop geek.
You gonna say something or just stare at me?
A bad day for most geeks would be being the butt of jokes.
Some brother really needs to invent an app like Waze to avoid all these hood traps.
It is time we started expanding our horizons.
We're not going to a drug dealer's birthday party.
But when you live in the bottoms...
Well, I'll go if you go.
A bad day could look like this.
We were dancing, man.
If I let this slide, we got what they call a slippery slope. You know what a slippery slope is?
You don't got anything to do with skiing?
Sit your ass down.
Don't make slides. Do you have what I left in the backpack?
Did he actually say I'll kill you and your friends if you don't get rid of these drugs, or just you? Don't act like you weren't curious, too.
Hey, all we gotta do is find the white people. Go to Coachella, Lollapalooza.
We don't know nothing about drugs. You do.
We need to know if you're gonna help us.
Okay.
Nobody's gonna suspect a thing. We're just geeks doing what geeks do.
I don't wanna go to jail. I wanna go to college.
Ah, slippery slope. Exactly.
You play with me, my little boy from the hood?
Hey, wait.
I am the authority in keeping a proper brother to Horatio. So unless you got some boobies.
What? Like, boys don't cry. Remember we were saying it?
I remember that.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Malcolm Adekandi.
Can you dig it?
You can call me N-word, and I can't say it.
Technically, you shouldn't be able to say the word. Why can you
okay.
use it?
Because I'm 14% African. Ancestry.com.
Look, just say the damn word.
You're my... That was a reflex.
All right, I'd say all three of those movies, probably not. Probably, unless you're doing the ladies' night out for the Magic Mike thing, yeah, you're not going to that. You know, it made me think of, I saw this today, that Rick DeCumon, who was the character actor known for playing Tom Hanks' neighbor in the movie The Burbs, died. And in a hospice in Vancouver, he was 62 years old. He was in Die Hard. He was in Groundhog Day. He was great in Groundhog Day. He was in Scary Movie. They said that he passed away due to serious complications from diabetes. Boy, funny, funny guy. It's those character actors that often make a movie, and he was one of them. The Burbs with Tom Hanks, Corey Feldman, Ricky D, hats off. And thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.